Previously on Suits.
I lost Ava, her company. I assume my deal with Edward is dead.
As long as you win a murder trial, you'll be the next managing partner.
I'm sleeping with Steven.
I can see that.
So you're not upset?
No.
I got an interview. I'm sorry. I just didn't know how to tell you, Mike.
I don't know. How about, hey, Mike, I might go to law school 3,000 miles away.
This isn't about me getting personal with Giannopoulos. This is about me getting personal with Donna.
Chain of custody is something I know a little bit about, thanks to you. Save yourself the embarrassment and cancel this trial.
We're in the ring. I'm still standing, and this isn't done.
It's going up on the wall tomorrow.
And this is your way of getting me on your side.
I don't want you on my side. I want us to be on the same side.
You look happy.
Do I?
Why?
I don't know, Donna. It's hard to explain. All right, I'll tell you. McConnell finally slept in my bed last night, and when I woke up this morning, it felt like the whole world was hugging me. I lost 9 ounces. My teeth whiteners are working. I found 5 new hairs on the top of my head. And to top it all off, I just found out that Esther broke her foot in 3 places.
Your sister?
Yeah. Crutches for 7 months. Serves her right. Dad's favorite. I need a day.
Dom Perignon's on ice and Bloomberg's closing Broadway for the ticker tape parade.
You saw the sign?
Yeah. Dream come true for any lawyer.
I don't have dreams. I have goals. Now it's on to the next one.
When did you find out?
Last night.
Why didn't you tell me?
I shouldn't have to.
Meaning?
Meaning your focus hasn't been where it usually is.
Okay, meaning that my focus has been on Steven. If that's what you mean, then just say it.
Just admit that it bothers you about me and him.
I'm not admitting anything because there's nothing to admit. And Steven or not, you know as well as I do. I've never had to tell you a thing. You've always just known.
You've had too much coffee.
What are you talking about?
After 2 cups, your signature slants. After 3, it's scrawls. And after 4, it's chicken scratch. They're not going to accept these.
You're crazy.
How many cups have you had today?
5. How'd you do that?
It's what I do. I read. I analyze. I think.
Bullshit.
You're wearing a blue shirt, which means you won big in poker last night. You missed a spot shaving, which means you had less than 5 hours of sleep. And your left wrist, which you claim you sprained playing basketball, still hasn't healed because your Loud tie is hanging ever so slightly to the left. Loud, by the way, because you won big in poker last night.
For your information, I didn't lose sleep just because of poker.
Yeah, you did. Melanie's not in the picture anymore.
You knew about Melanie?
And Charlotte. And Nadia.
I don't want you working for me anymore.
Harvey, stop playing footsie with your secretary. The McKenzie brothers are here. We need to get these assholes to cave.
I had an idea. Night owl murders.
We're not using an idea you got from L.A. Confidential.
How is that different from you shooting a dead guy just because Sean Connery did it in The Untouchables?
What are you prepared to do?
Is this supposed to be Sean Connery?
Don't even think that you can do Connery better than me, Junior.
He's a lying member of an old good race.
He's up, James Bond.
So, you can come out and say it?
Say what?
All those observations. You're into me.
I'm not into you. I'm Donna.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means I could do the same thing with Bertha that I did with you.
All that means is that you're into Bertha, too.
What if I am?
We can have a threesome.
Trust me. If you were ever lucky enough to have me, you wouldn't want to share.
Dude!
You gonna share that shit with me or what?
Negatory.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you can have some, but take it easy. It's gonna last until tomorrow.
We thought you had 3 ounces.
I sold it.
Daddy's gotta eat.
Wait a minute, you're dealing now? Friends and family, asshole.
What are you, AT&T?
What are you, the FCC?
You don't even know what that is.
Yes, I do.
Really? Tell me what they do. I'll give you $500.
You dick.
A dick who just got 100 on his calc midterm.
Get the results back already?
No, but trust me, 100.
You know who else thinks you're a dick?
the math test.
Well, that's fine, because I just made it my bitch.
Up top, motherfucker! Whoa, you gonna leave me hanging?
Like you're gonna leave me hanging? You're gonna go to Harvard, dickhead.
They accepted my transfer.
Yeah, they did.
Holy goddamn shit. Wait a minute. You read my mail?
What's the point of going through it if I'm not gonna read it?
I hate you.
Holy shit, dude. We gotta celebrate.
Yeah. Those douchebags over at AE Pie are having a party.
It's on. It's still on.
There's a reason Cameron hasn't raised the white flag with Ava yet.
What is it?
I was filing our motion to dismiss when I noticed his office faxed the court from the Waldorf Astoria. He's been booking rooms all over Manhattan. And, turns out 2 days ago, he also called in the U.S. Marshals.
Protective custody.
20 men strong.
Shit. This case isn't over. He's got another goddamn witness.
See the money won't stay. Feel me, you. Getting all the peace of mind. For your wife. Everybody wanna know how it feels.
Rachel, come on, let's just sit down for 10 minutes, please. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't want to miss my flight.
You're not going to miss your flight. It doesn't leave for another 3 hours.
And you're supposed to be there 2 hours before, and the airport's an hour away. And you know what? Instead of giving me a hard time about my travel habits, it'd be nice if you'd just come with me to the airport.
Rachel, you know the case I'm working on. You know the deadline, and you know the stakes.
What I know is you don't want me to visit Stanford because you don't want me to go to Stanford.
I never said that. I just said I wish you had told me that you had applied.
Well, I did, and now you're being shitty because you don't want me to go and you won't even just admit it.
Look, do you really want this to be easy for me?
All I wanted is for you to tell me to have a good trip and to mean it.
Have a good trip.
Telling me that if I can guess your exact birthday, you will kiss me right here.
If you can guess my birthday, I'll kiss you.
That is very detailed. All right, I am ready to get started. I need 360.
I'm sorry, I gotta borrow my friend here.
No,
just
Trevor,
for a second.
We're right in the middle of the thing.
No, the birthday thing. What are you doing?
I just found out behind that door over there is a poker game filled with drunk AE Pie brothers.
No way! Yeah,
that's a great idea. I should totally not pursue this hot girl.
Dude, whatever, you're always telling me you're Mr. Rounders. Let's go take your money.
Come on, we're here to drink booze and hit on chicks, not sit in the dark and play with a bunch of dudes. Come on, where was...
What?
Totally not cool, man.
Of her or of you?
Never.
Whoa! Hey, excuse me.
Our house, our rules, asshole.
Oh, douchebag.
Forget him.
No, I can't. First week, freshman year, I was playing basketball. He showed up with 3 of his buddies. I go up for a layup. Comes in, lays me out, stands over me and says, what are you going to do about it? I let it go. I'm not letting it go this time. Let's roll.
Want to see me?
McKenzie Brothers. I got them 25 years apiece.
You? You wouldn't have gotten shit without me. Night owl murders, baby.
Oh, don't do that.
What kind of person doesn't high-five another person?
A person who's not 10 years old.
Oh, so you mean like a dick?
No, I mean like the guy that can fire you on the spot.
Night owl murders, baby.
All right, okay, okay. All kidding aside, great job.
Thank you.
That's not why I called you down here.
Look, Harvey,
you're killing, and you've been killing, and I think it's time that you got rewarded for it.
Head litigator.
Look, I know you got a deal with Jessica to come back, but I'm telling you, in 10 years, you could be me. You think about it. In the meantime, celebrate the win. Just stay away from my scotch.
Well, I guess I win again.
You guys are really behind the times. You ought to be playing Hold'em.
I don't give a shit about Moneymaker and his bullshit game. We're old school. We play stud.
You lose, it's done.
Not to you, asshole.
No, 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 no. You lose to me. Come on, hurry up, old school. Deal the cards.
Compliments of Cameron Dennis.
Harvey, this isn't just winning a case. This is head litigator. Scotch isn't good enough. We need, like, a ritual or something.
Would you have in mind?
I don't know.
I have an idea.
I'm listening.
Was that something a gentleman should say out loud?
Oh. Well, then I'm willing to pretend that you're a gentleman. Okay, you are definitely not a gentleman. Who will we even do it with?
Whipped cream? Enough about this conversation. I want to revisit our earlier one.
This is our earlier one.
Come on. You know you've thought about it.
Yeah, I think about a lot of things.
And? You would.
But I won't.
You're afraid you'd fall for me.
Oh, please. If anybody's falling for anybody, it would be you for me.
Sounds like a challenge.
One you are never going to get to take.
Why not?
Because I don't get involved with men that I work with.
Okay, then you're fired.
About time.
What did I ever do to you?
Nothing. I get your chair.
Bertha, what are you doing here so late?
Don't get all up in my business just because I interrupted you hitting on Red.
How do you know I'm hitting on her?
Two glasses of scotch and you. I found a McKenzie file in the McAllister box. You're welcome. And you better get Dennis' scotch back. He won't like that.
Shit.
What's wrong?
We left out a piece of discovery.
Will it screw us?
It just did.
Well, I raise 500.
Call and raise another 500.
I don't have another 5, so.
Wait a second. He might. I have another 1,000 on me.
How do you have another 1,000?
From the weed. I told you, I got rid of it. Now, do you have this guy or not?
I got King's full of tubes. He's got no aces showing. And Jesus Christ Superstar folded one on first straight. The only way he beats me is with trip threes or trip fours under there. And Limp Bizkit folded 2 threes. And Dick G's over here had a 4.
So he's got it.
Straight.
Straight.
Or he's bluffing. Either way, yeah.
Hey, do you always get your girlfriend's advice on everything?
Oh, this guy. Well, let's raise another 500. Don't ask for more unless you want to lose it.
Call. Full house. 4-4s, asshole.
Whoa, wait, that's not possible. He he's cheating.
And what are you going to do about it?
You're not going to get away with this.
Well, I guess your only option would be to call the police. Of course, I haven't been drinking because, you know, I'm underage. Like you boys.
You set us up.
Yeah. See, I remember you. First week you come into class, Mr. Oh, I got the whole textbook memorized. And the rest of us look like chumps.
Yeah, you did that all by yourself.
Yeah, well, I don't need a super brain. Remember, some guy thinks shit don't stink.
Whoa.
Get the hell out of here before we put you out of here.
Congratulations, Harvey.
I had no idea Jessica was planning this.
What do you want, Stephen?
I hear Cameron got a witness.
He did. What do you want?
I'm just checking to see if there's anything I can do to help.
There isn't.
Cheers.
What do you got?
I couldn't find out where Cameron's got his witness hidden, but I figured out who it is.
What?
So now I know why you wanted to meet me at the elevator. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is.
What are you going to do about Jessica?
I don't know.
Not
Nothing ever changes around here.
It's good to see you too, Harvey. Now, what was so important that you just had to see me?
I want to talk to you about extending my time at the DA's office.
Come with me. Now, what's Cameron Dennis offering you?
Why does he have to be offering me something?
Because he knows if you want to keep someone in your house, offer them a better room.
Head litigator.
Do you want to stay there because it's a step up? Or because you can see yourself there in 10 years?
Why do you want to know?
Because I have a promotion ready for you right here.
What are you talking about?
Daniel Hardman and I are taking Gordon Schmidt and Van Dyke down.
That's why we're up here.
Did you think we were going to make out?
Man can hope.
What?
You sure you want to take control in the night?
Nighttime's when they're sleeping.
Telling them you're coming shows them respect.
Not telling them shows them more.
What about honor?
Harvey, we're lawyers. We're not in the honor business. What did I always tell you when you were here?
Don't judge a man until you've walked a mile in his shoes.
Well, if you're ever in these babies, we'll see if you feel the same way.
A little early for batting cages, don't you think?
I'm not going to the batting cages and you know it.
Trevor, let it go.
I can't. I need that money back.
What did you do?
I haven't paid for the weed yet.
You took a loan from a drug dealer?
It's called consignment. Didn't you ever learn about free enterprise in Econ 1A?
No, but I read about not betting money I don't have in Econ 1A.
You told me you had him, smart guy.
I did have him, and you know I did.
Well, I need $1,000 by Monday or Omar's going to beat the living shit out of Trevor.
Him kicking your ass doesn't get him his money any faster.
He's not going to see it that way.
Okay, then we will think of something else.
Yeah, I've been thinking. The only thing I came up with, you're not going to like.
Why do I have to like it?
Because I can't do it.
I told you before, I'm not selling any test answers.
It's not any test, it's the test you just aced. It's not out there yet. Nobody has it. I can make us $1,000 in one shot. Tell me you haven't memorized every question and every answer, Harvard boy.
That's what this is about, isn't it?
So what if it is? Look, you're bolting and you're using your brain to do it. I'm just asking before you go, use it to help me. Please.
What the hell is this?
It's paperwork for the McKenzie deal. Type it up and get it out.
No, that report was supposed to be disclosed during discovery.
If you type up what I gave you, you'd know I'm disclosing it now.
No, you're sticking it in there now as if it's always been there.
It's called bluffing, okay? It's what I do. That's how I got the confession in the first place.
It's called bullshit. It's what bullshitters do, and it's how innocent people sometimes end up in prison.
Watch yourself.
Excuse me?
That toxicology report doesn't change the fact that those two assholes killed that woman.
And you being an asshole to me doesn't change the fact that you are breaking the law.
I'm not breaking the law. I put the goddamn thing in there. They can find it if they can think to look.
Harvey, you are making a huge...
That's enough. I'm here. You're here. Do your job.
We know you have a witness.
Surprised it took you that long.
And we know who it is. The man from the video, Colonel Moriga.
I don't have any prizes, so you'll just have to accept a pat on the back.
That's okay, Tom Selleck. I don't need a pat on the back. I just need to know what bullshit story he's going to tell in court.
No bullshit. He's going to say that Ava Hessington paid him to kill those people.
We're getting access to him.
No, you're not. Because I'm going to say, if she finds out where he is, what's to stop her from killing him, too? You're not going to bribe him, you're not going to threaten him, and you're not going to talk him out of it. Because you're not going to see him until he gets on the stand. But what I will do is allow you to take an offer to your client. 15 years, no parole.
You're bluffing. He's not going to say she knew about the murders because she didn't.
I'll tell you what. 10 years with parole. Ah, make it 9. After all, we used to work together.
How'd it go?
Done.
Was she hot?
sold her math test for $1,000. I wasn't thinking whether she was hot or not.
Okay, I get it. So like an 8?
Nah, 10 wouldn't even do her justice.
So 6?
She's a 4. But she paid me $1,000, so I bump her up to a 10.
Got it.
Thank you, Michael. Came through.
Not yet. I'm coming with you to Omar's.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. What's going on?
I owed him the money yesterday.
How could you not tell me that?
Because I couldn't make the testing happen until today. I didn't want you freaking out.
Well, I'm definitely coming with you now, and the only way you can stop me is with that bat.
You want to see me?
What the hell is this?
It's the McKenzie phone.
I know what it is. What the hell did you put in the fine print?
You too? You're going to give me shit about not disclosing this report?
Not disclosing it? You gave it to him on a silver platter.
I don't understand. You want me to take it out?
I don't want you to do shit. I've already taken it out. And if I'd wanted it disclosed, I wouldn't have misfiled it in the first place.
You buried it?
You're damn right I did.
Cameron, look, I'm all for skirting the law, but this is breaking the law.
So is killing that woman. And I'm not going to let those two assholes walk because our eyewitness had a few beers at the ball game.
They won't walk. That's why I put it in the fine print.
You think you're the first guy to have this idea? Nobody does it because it doesn't work.
Well, that's exactly why it can work. They won't think to look at it because nobody has the balls to do it.
And what if they do? And these guys get out and they murder your brother or your father or your cousin? Because I tell you right now, they're going to murder someone.
I don't feel comfortable.
I don't give a shit whether you feel comfortable or not. This is my case. We're not disclosing it. It's done.
Cameron.
I told you this before. Don't make me tell you again. I'm here. You're here. Do your job.
Give a chance.
I need to speak with you.
Okay? Let's talk on the way up.
No, I prefer to speak out here.
I know that Cameron's offered Harvey a deal.
All right. I'm not going behind Harvey's back.
I don't want you to go behind his back. I want you to go to his face.
Do what? It wasn't a deal, it was an insult.
It was an opening. Now, he wouldn't have offered anything if he wasn't willing to negotiate. Maybe we can get him down to 5 years.
That's exactly what he wants, to put Ava in a position where she has to choose between 5 years and life.
That's a better position than she's in now.
He wouldn't have offered anything at all if he wasn't bluffing. Right? We're not going to fall for that bluff.
Well, then Harvey's making a mistake.
Then take it up with Harvey.
You know as well as I do, Harvey is not interested in anything I've got to say at the moment.
You think Harvey's making this call because of what's going on between you and Donna?
It's clouding his judgment.
How about this?
Right now, Harvey cannot see reason with respect to Cameron. He can't hear reason with respect to me. Now, you have a chance to convince him to make a deal, Mike. Put yourself in Ava Heston's shoes. Would you want that choice or not?
Okay, whatever happens, be quiet and be cool. Okay?
Who this?
My friend.
Hi. Inside. Don't move.
Where's Omar?
That's Omar.
How is that Omar?
He's obsessed with The Wire.
Are you kidding me?
Come on. I'm telling you, he's no joke.
Yeah, well, I know I'm supposed to be scared, but I'm...
Really not.
Don't touch me.
Now, unless my calendar's messed up, today be Monday.
Omar.
Shut up. Okay, I'm trying to decide why I shouldn't call a couple of hard, pipe-hitting Negroes to come and work on you with a pair of pliers and a blowtorch.
I'm sorry, Omar. I don't have a reason, but I think the word you'd be looking for isn't Negro. If you're gonna quote Pulp Fiction, at least have the balls to quote Pulp Fiction.
Omar.
You know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in France?
Royale with cheese, motherfucker.
I love this Negro.
Yeah,
Trevor, you're off the hook.
Never again. This be for you. Not white boy. Go in peace.
Oh, okay. Hey, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Who touched my alien?
What the hell is wrong with you?
Come on, it's nothing that some of this and a royale with cheese can't fix.
You do not know what we just avoided.
Just call me the wolf. I'll be over there directly.
Oh, you're sending the wolf?
Oh, shit, Negro, that's all you had to say.
Yo, put that away.
What away?
They find it. It's mine.
Trevor Evans?
Yes, officers.
Come with us.
Wait, what's going on?
Your friend here seems to be involved in selling the answers to a stolen test.
The McKenzie deal came back.
Two murderers down.
Don't you want to ask me if they saw the fine print? Oh, no, of course you don't. Because you know they didn't, because that report wasn't in the fine print anymore.
Donna.
Cameron made you take it out, didn't he?
How'd you know?
When I do my Donna shit with you, it's not just for fun. It's my job. Now, why don't you tell me why you didn't tell me?
Because you hated me when I was working in the gray. This is the black.
I didn't hate you. I was trying to stop you. And the truth is, what you were doing was right on the line. What he is making you do, that's illegal.
It's one time, and it's not my case.
It might not be your case, but it's definitely not just one time. I was here all night going through his past cases.
How many?
Too many. And I'll tell you another thing. I bet his first time he thought would be his last time.
Donna.
If you want somebody to just sit at her desk, answer your phones, and pick up your dry cleaning, then put out a one ad, because that's not me. I'm going to tell you what I think. And what I think is, if you do this, you're going to keep doing it.
Donna, I need you to...
Where the hell's Donna?
I don't know. I was waiting for her myself.
Wait somewhere else.
Harvey, listen.
No, don't Harvey me. You went to my guy about my case behind my back, so what you need to do now is stay out of my face. You told me this is where I'd find women's softball.
It is now.
All right, old man. Stand back while I knock the cover off a few balls.
Easy, Reggie Jackson.
I think you're maybe forgetting I hit 385.
Who doesn't hit at least 350 in high school?
Marcus didn't.
Don't give your brother shit. He's not here to defend himself.
Pussy. Hey, if he's not here to defend himself...
Yeah, he's not here to hear it.
Cheers.
So what's going on?
I don't know what to do.
Well, breaking the law isn't worth it no matter what the guy did.
How'd you know?
You're a prosecutor. You told me you had a problem.
Well, it's not that simple, Dad. It's not just me. And if I don't let it go, I'll get fired.
If you do?
I tell him I'm only doing this once. I'm only doing it because it's his case, and I'll never do it on one of mine. And then I keep... knocking the covers off the bad guys, which is what I do, and I don't bat 385, I bat 1,000.
All right. You know, I'm going to tell you something I never told you before. You might not want to hear it now, but... you know what your grandmother said to me when I told her I was going to ask your mother to marry me?
What?
Don't. Because if she'll cheat on someone else with you, she'll cheat on you with someone else. We had a huge blowout. I told her to shove it up her ass. Lily wouldn't do that. She'd be different with me because Lily loved me.
Dad.
No, let me finish. And then years later, I found out the other guy thought the same thing. What I'm trying to say is, even if Cameron believes that he'll never make you do it again, he will.
Okay, out with it. Drop the hammer.
They know Trevor isn't in the class. So they know he couldn't have been the one to steal the test.
And they won't expel him if he gives you up.
How do you know that?
I watch Law and Order. I'm not an idiot.
He'll never turn me in.
But you feel guilty.
I am guilty.
So you want to turn yourself in?
They'll fail me. But I still have a 3.8. You know, there's no way Harvard rescinds my acceptance.
That goddamn kid.
I guess I know where you come down on this.
Oh, he's an asshole in the making, no question about it.
But?
After you lost your mom and dad, the Evanses offered to take you in. they offered because that little boy cried all night for a month. He begged them. I'm not saying he's the same kid anymore, but that kid is in there.
Harvey!
Just the man I wanted to see.
What's that?
I wanted you to be the first to know. I'm looking at my new head litigator.
I'm afraid you're not.
And why is that?
Because after I show you this, you're going to demand this.
Disclose that report.
That affidavit says I made a mistake, an honest mistake. And this one says, as my penance, I'm resigning.
So, you're just going to put two killers back on the street?
If you're half the prosecutor you say you are, you can still put them away. And I don't give a shit whether you feel comfortable with that or not, because you said it was your case, but you made it my case.
I made it our case, because I thought you were about putting bad guys behind bars.
Cameron, you asked, what if they got out and killed my father? Well, I think the question is, what if my father found out what I did to put them in?
You goddamn pussy.
The only thing that makes me a pussy is that I didn't send that affidavit in the second I found out.
Sir, I know you offered Trevor Evans a way to avoid expulsion. Well, the reason he didn't take it is he was trying to protect me. He's the one who sold the test, but I'm the one who took it. So please, do not punish him for his loyalty to me.
Truth is, with the way his grades are, I don't think it'll matter anyway. So I'll tell you what. I'm not going to expel your friend.
Thank you, sir.
There's just one thing. You're his roommate. And you scored perfectly on that test. I knew it was you. I also know you're only sitting here in front of my face because you think whatever I do to you won't matter.
No, sir, that's not true.
Well, let me tell you what is true, you little piece of shit. The young woman you sold the test to was my daughter. They're demanding my resignation. And as my last official act, I'm expelling you from this school. And then, I'm going to call Harvard. Believe me when I tell you, you're never going there.
I decided what kind of attorney I want to be.
I heard. You quit.
Did you hear I also turned over the toxicology report?
You didn't.
Thought you were supposed to know everything. How'd you not know this?
Well, I knew that you were either going to take that promotion or you were going to quit. And either way, I wasn't sticking around to find out.
You quit?
Damn straight. I'm not working at a place headed by a viper.
Donna, I can't get you another job.
Oh, well, that's going to make my decision easier.
What does that mean?
I'm choosing between Bratton Gould, Skadden Arps, and O'Melveny and Myers. If I had another one, I don't know what I'd do.
You know, it just occurred to me that you and I don't work together anymore.
Yeah, that didn't just occur to you.
No, it didn't.
Do you know how I know that?
Because you knew I'd show up here the second you heard I quit.
Why do you think I have this in my hand?
What are we waiting for?
For you to figure out that it's time to come inside.
So let me get this straight. You turned me down before, and now you're saying you want to come back.
Yes.
And it has nothing to do with our coup.
I didn't even know you did it until I saw your name on the wall. You got it up there fast.
Don't tell them you're coming and slam the door behind them. Now, why should I take someone who waited for me to win?
Because I'm someone you trusted with the news in the first place.
I also trusted all the people who voted for me. Come clean, Harvey. What changed your mind?
Instead of thinking about what I want to be doing in 10 years, I started thinking about who I want to be doing it with.
Me over him. Terms are non-negotiable. You get what I give you.
Fine by me, but I'm getting my own secretary.
Associates don't get their own secretaries.
This isn't about the associate. It's about the secretary. And I'm not coming here without her.
She must be very special.
She is.
Difference comes out of your pocket.
As long as she never knows.
Welcome back, Harvey. Start Monday.
Give it up.
Oh, no.
So, what was so important that you just had to see me?
I don't know how to say it, so I'm just going to come out and say it, but I don't want to lose you. Come work for me.
What?
Don't go to Skadden. I took a job at my old firm. I was hoping you'd be happy.
Well, I am.
If this is about your rule...
No, it's not about that.
Because if I had known that this was going to happen, I never would have come over.
Why didn't you know that it was going to happen?
Because I hadn't thought about taking another job before. And when I did, I thought about who I wanted to take it with. Look, I don't want to find out what kind of lawyer I'd be without you.
Okay, I will come work with you on two conditions. First, we put it out of our minds and we never mention it again.
Second,
you're giving me a huge goddamn signing bonus. How do you know that's enough?
Because you're the one who's going to fill in the amount.
Oh my God, you really do need me to stop you from doing shit like this.
Oh, well.
In the future.
What?
We're going to need a new ritual.
Well, maybe we can think of something to do with a can opener.
Harvey, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Actually, what are you doing here, Harvey? It's 7 a.m.
I didn't know you were going to be here. I love this place.
Really? You've only ever been here once before.
How'd you know that?
I know.
You and Steven, it bothers me. I know it's not fair, but it does.
Good.
What do you mean, good?
I mean, we both knew it. It's good that you finally were able to say it.
You realize, just because it bothers me, it doesn't mean that I'm to be...
I know. You know, this is exactly why I had that policy.
Well, then why did you change it?
Because I have to live my life, Harvey. I've never apologized for who I am, and I'm not going to start now.
You don't need to apologize for anything.
I know. But you do. For taking so long to say that it bothered you. Jesus.
And... let's just put an order in for the valet to hold my suit jacket.
Harvey!
Lewis!
What are you doing here? You're not due back for another 2 years, 3 months, and 5 days. Not that I'm keeping track.
Change of plans. I'm back today.
Who's your girlfriend?
Oh, I'm not his girlfriend. I'm his girl Friday.
Associates don't get secretaries.
I'm not like other associates. And she's not like other secretaries.
Bullshit!
Donna?
Okay, listen, Rain Man. You wear lifts in your shoes, you want braces, but you don't have the balls. And you have a cat that you love more than it loves you.
Good to see you, Lewis.
I need a day. You going down?
All the way up, asshole.
I'll take the ride.
Hey.
Hey.
What's that?
This is my way of showing you that no matter what you choose, I support you. And if your dream is to go to Stanford, then that's my dream for you too.
How's it look?
I have to admit, it looks pretty good.
So what changed your mind?
You got into Harvard?
It's a long story, but I have to go right now. I wanted to be here when you got home. But if you let me, I'd like to come straight back here and tell you the whole thing.
Okay. Any progress getting to Mariga?
Cameron's not just bluffing about what Mariga's gonna say. He doesn't even have him.
That means we
win. It's over.
Oh, it's gonna be fun telling Cameron that.
It's gonna be fun for Mike. I've got something else to do. It's not gonna be fun.
Is that why we're up here?
You remember when you told me you decided to take Gordon, Schmidt, and Van Dyke down?
I guess that is why we're up here.
You said, take them in the night because nighttime is when they're sleeping.
And you thought I was wrong.
And then you said, if I were ever in your shoes, I might think differently.
What'd you do, Harvey?
I made a move in the night. I get Ava Hessington acquitted. Darby backs me for managing partner.
Congratulations are in order.
I'm here to tell you I don't want it anymore.
Get out of my sight.
In a world you've grown, a few more years to go. Don't let the hurdle fall.
You look ready to attack. Does Harvey know his puppy's off his leash?
Harvey said he didn't need to waste a trip down here just for me to tell you I have my eye on the ball.
I'm afraid I don't follow you.
Mariga, you weren't lying about what he would say. You were lying about having him in the first place. This whole thing was designed just to get us to sign your bullshit deal.
You're right. We didn't have him, but we do now, and he's on a flight as we speak. So you do me a favor, and you tell Harvey you can take that bullshit deal and shove it up his ass, because we're going to trial.
No way. If you didn't have Mariga yesterday, you don't have him today.
Why don't you ask your friend, Stephen Huntley? He's the one who led me right to him.
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of one.
What philosopher said that?
Spock.
You didn't fix this. You broke it wide open.
You acted on your own, and we know it.
Are you going after him because he sold Ava out or because Harvey sold you out?
He's your guy. You aligned with him. I trusted you.
You lied to me.
From Stephen Huntley's London office. One phone call.
Sorry, Harvey.